The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters the danger
zone. That's right. It's the danger zone here on Money Life, where we are talking stocks and mutual funds that really aren't as good as they appear. If you know anything about the methodology of New Constructs, you know that it is all about looking for situations that are misleading, where the picture tells you one thing, but the numbers and what you find in the paperwork or as you dig deeper shows you something else. If you want to learn more about it, go to newconstructs.com. David Trainer, welcome to Money Life.
Hey, Chuck, great to be with you.
David joins us right now on the Hightower Hotline. Hightower knows that most investors wonder how their interests stack up against the other priorities at traditional firms. Hightower sets its priorities differently in line with investor interests. To learn how it works, go to HightowerAdvisors.com. Hightower is an SEC-registered investment advisor. All right, David, who is in the danger zone this week?
The J.P. Morgan Large Cap Growth Fund.
Danger, danger.
That is ticker symbol OLGAX, if I'm not mistaken. And why is it worthy of a spot in the danger zone?
Because when we look at the large cap growth space, including stocks, ETFs, and mutual funds, and by the way, the large cap growth space ranks second of all 12 investment styles. Large cap blend is the only one that beats it in first place. But when we look at that space, we see that 46% of the stocks held by large cap growth ETFs and mutual funds, those stocks get an attractive or very attractive rating in our system. Only 17% of the stocks in the entire space get a dangerous or worse rating in our system. And then when you look at the space in general in terms of the number of mutual funds and the ratings we give, only 4% of all the mutual funds in the space get a dangerous rating, and only 1% of the assets in the large cap growth space are in dangerous rated mutual funds. And one of those dangerous mutual funds is the J.P. Morgan Large Cap Growth Fund. And I would say the majority of the assets that are in dangerous mutual funds are in this mutual fund.
So in other words, this fund is large enough and bad enough that it's skewing everything in the entire landscape.
Yeah, and I think another way to think about it is that it's almost hard for a fund in this space when you have so many good stocks, right? It's hard for a fund to get a dangerous rating. They've got to really go out of their way to go out and invest in the bad stocks. And that's sort of the irony of the situation, and that, you know, the J.P. Morgan Large Cap Growth Fund has a lot of great stocks in the large cap growth space that the fund could be allocating to, and they just simply aren't.
What is going on that these guys can't seem to pick a winner in what should be the easiest pool to go fishing in?
You know, it's a great question, and we see this happening all the time. And, you know, I don't know, perhaps it's an embarrassment of riches. You know, they've gotten lazy. Because we find when we look at the cost that this fund charges overall, we have a total annual cost, it's an annualized value of 3.3%. A lot of that's because of a 5.25% front-end load. Of course, the 1.1% expense ratio doesn't help, and we throw on another 6 basis points in annualized cost related to trading. But all in, this manager is making quite a bit of money on this fund with a really high total annual cost level. So, you know, look, I've marketed to a bunch of institutional investors for a long time. I started out focusing entirely on stocks, and I can tell you that many of these mutual fund managers, portfolio managers that I've met with, really have little to no concern about whether or not they're in the smart stocks or not. They care about assets under management.
Right.
More than anything else.
And that is the problem, is that if what they're caring about is how much money is coming into them rather than how they're managing the money that they've got, then that's where you wind up with some major sort of issue. It's different with a mutual fund than a stock when it's in the danger zone, because when you are looking at a dangerous stock, you are typically looking at how far is it going to fall, can you make money shorting the stock, etc. When you're looking at a dangerous mutual fund, it's a lot tougher to predict how bad things could be. Is it more one of those things that investors should be looking at this and trying to come up with an expectation for how much it's going to lag the category? Or is there another way to categorize a mutual fund when it winds up being dangerous this way?
You know, for me, Chuck, where sort of I get frustrated is in the fact that investors have a lot of choices. And sort of my point about putting a mutual fund in the danger zone is, look, there's just no reason in the world that investors should be in this fund, because there are plenty of other large cap growth funds that get an attractive rating. And there's a significant amount of assets in those. And so there's plenty of others that actually get a neutral rating, right? So the point is, understand your alternatives. You know, there are $8.7 billion in the JP Morgan Large Cap Growth Fund. And I want to inform investors that they have better choices out there, and that just because it's got the JP Morgan name on it, and just because there's $8.7 billion in there, doesn't mean investors should be in the fund.
Yeah, it doesn't, especially, like I said, if they can't figure it out and pick good stocks in the easiest part of the market to pick good stocks, then you got to wonder how bad it's going to be when large cap growth is out of favor, don't you?
That's right. Like, so for example, the benchmark for the JP Morgan Large Cap Growth Fund is the iShares Russell 1000 ETF. And that ETF puts about 60% of its assets in, I'm sorry, 50% of its assets in attractive or very attractive stocks, where you're lucky to get 30% of the assets in the JP Morgan Large Cap Growth Fund in attractive or better stocks. And, you know, the IWF or the iShares Russell 1000 fund is a whole heck of a lot cheaper. Its total annualized cost is 0.22% as compared to 3.31%.
And that is why the JP Morgan Large Cap Growth Fund, ticker symbol OLGAX, is in the danger zone. David Trainer, thanks so much for joining us on Money Life.
And great to be with you, Chuck.
If you want more information on New Constructs, it's at New Constructs on Twitter. It is newconstructs.com. We'll be right back with more of Money Life.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.